Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
It's 7 at the hour now. This is the good day version of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Every week at this time, several members of this elite squad of people known as talk hosts, talk media hosts, talk radio hosts, talk news talk radio is our focus. And thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, every week they come up with a 10-point story list and a 10-point people list that we use to discuss what actually has happened according to their research on news talk stations all around the country. Here to help me do that this week is Jennifer Horn, mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, and she pops up here on the Good Day program. Actually, I take most of the credit for the success in her career because she spent most of her career working with me. I guess her father takes some of the credit because she and her dad have worked together since she was 13 on their radio business. You what? You don't get any credit?
And I said, do I get any credit? No, not yes. For you.
You can get all the credit. All right, so let's get at it here. Most of our conversation, I'm sure, is going to be on the top couple of stories, but I'll go through the list. A lot of crime to report on, those murders at various schools this past week. I don't know. What do you say about that? What the hell is going on here?
I don't everywhere? Know. But you know what I'm surprised about? That the story that happened in Whittier, California, didn't get more attention. I don't know if you even heard about it. Did you hear about the 75 cadets for law enforcement that were out running and they were mowed down by a vehicle?
I did not hear that. What I did hear was the story of what happened to the guy that mowed down everybody in that Christmas thing. He got life in prison. But so what happened here? I didn't hear that.
And I swear, I think it's because it's law enforcement. And so the media is like, oh, who cares? So there is it's called the Stars Academy. And it's run by the L.A. Sheriff's Department, but it brings in cadets that are going to be hired by every police department locally. So there's UCLA PD there. There's Glendale PD. There's, just different, the L.A. Sheriff's Department. Different law enforcement agencies use this academy. And the trainees that go through there, the cadets, are given academic training and physical training before they start their time in the academy. So these are young people. And apparently there were 75 people in this class. They were out running at 6:30 in the morning, running in formation, 75 people with two police vehicles, one at the front, one at the back, and they're running in formation. I guess they do all the time. That's part of their physical training. They could run through this neighborhood. A car on the other side of the street sees them, crosses traffic, mows down 23 of them, finally is stopped by a light pole. Now, the ones at the front of the formation saw it coming, and they were able to jump out of the way, but the ones in the back never had a chance. Yeah. Nobody died, thank God, but five of them have what the Sheriff's Department is calling life-threatening or life-altering injuries, meaning they lost limbs, head injuries, head traumas, that sort of things. But 23 of them were taken down. Now, you would think that's enough for a national story.
Turns out,
zero alcohol in this guy's system, and now he's just been arrested and charged with attempted murder on all of these people. But get this, because of the policies in L.A., they let him out. Zero bail. So he's out wandering around again, and they think he did it again. Intentionally.
Yeah. Well, I think there's something to that story. Frankly, it just gets... I have no empathy for people like this, none. People say, well, you're so hard and cold. I am about some stuff, and this is an example of it.
What's there not to be hard and cold about? Somebody sees police officers' children that aren't even members of a department yet, like 21 years old, and they accelerate and mow them down. What planet do we live on where there's anything right about that?
All right, let's get to number 9, which is climate change, the weather, et cetera, et cetera. The UN climate change meeting in Egypt past couple of weeks, all these countries getting together to try to implement, and some, according to the people running this summit, are falling short of their commitment to combat climate change. That's because you really can't. You can do, you can play.
It's a scam. You can spend a lot of money.
It's an unbelievable scam. Yeah, a lot of people, though, have made this their life's mission. And I get that there is concern, and some of it's appropriate, but all of the pledges that are being made and, you know, the continuing focus on how much progress, how the hell do you, how do you measure the, really and truly, how do you measure whether this is going to fix anything? They say that if you look at the warming of the planet, we're on track for a 2-degree warming over the next 50 years. And what will that do? It'll cause more wildfires, heat waves, floods, other disasters. It'll, if we don't fix this, we'll lose millions of lives. I don't know how they prove this, but you know, in a manner, this is going to really sound cynical. The planet is populated by too many people. So, did you ever stop to think that this may be Mother Nature's way of cleansing? People are going to throw that. That's horrible. How can you say that? Well, because it's kind of true. If you look at the chaos around the world caused by having too many people, and I think in part too much, there's a difference between running businesses and being productive and the greed that's behind a lot of the things that are done in the name of just money versus thinking about people and money. But the polluters, you know, all the people that are yakking about this company's bad and that company's bad, and the consequences. If you go to Pakistan, for example, they have so many people. India and Pakistan. India is going to have more people in the next 10 years than China does, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how are you going to deal with that? You're going
to
spend.
You need everybody on the planet to help out, and they're not willing to. And you also need to realize that the amount that humans can actually do is very small, and that a lot of people are willing to throw everything off the planet to make any change, and that's not necessarily going to be helpful. So, I don't know. We just need to measure what we can do. I'm about personal responsibility and taking care of ourselves. But for people that have created an industry and a money-making business out of this, they're not being helpful to anybody but themselves.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Okay, let's move on. Number 8, social media and all of the stuff about Elon Musk and how many people he's firing. If you don't like me, I'm going to fire you.
This is going to make the best movie. The Facebook movie. Can you imagine when the movie comes out about Twitter and all of the drama and Elon? Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
People are, they were locking it down. According to reports, they locked the facility down because they're worried about employees taking the company down from the inside just to get back at Elon.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot going on there, that's for sure. Number 7 is anti-Semitism. I guess I've been absent from that discussion, whether it's been more this week. There's certainly been a lot of it, and I'm wondering if there... did you see something happen this week that I didn't...
I did not. I'm kind of surprised at its placement on the list. I know that there was a big discussion about Kanye West and some of the remarks that he made that people thought were anti-Semitic. But that goes along. I mean, the Black Lives Matter organization is anti-Semitic, and nobody seems to say much about that. I mean, their manifesto is filled with anti-Semitism.
Yep. All right. That's just something to be acknowledged or something to be aware of, at least. The war in Russia, you know, all of these things we've talked about. I don't want to, the missiles from North Korea. I think we need to get into the bottom line of the top couple of stories, because I think they'll take a good deal of our time, and if we have some time after it. The only thing that would distract me from talking with you about 1 and 2 is the fact that your boy Brady has reunited with your friend Gronk in a new movie that's coming out about... it's called 80 for Brady. Have you heard about that?
Actually heard about it, yes, about all the
Jane Fonda's in it. Rita Moreno is in it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
I wish Gronk would reunite with him on the football field. I think the Bucks could use it this year. So, and so could my fantasy football team, for that matter.
Right. All right, so anyway, well, the Bills, the all of those, I don't stay too close to it because I think it's all, I don't like football and a lot of nonsense. Frankly. All right, let's pause for a moment. We continue to discuss what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn at your service at 16 past the hour.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken, that's what you've seen, that's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein, and that's what revs up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, so I do want to spend some time on the economy. I thought it was interesting. This week, the good news about mortgage rates, they've taken the largest plunge in 40 years this week. That tells you something. Maybe the Fed is right. The interest rates did slow things down. So the average 30-year fixed mortgage, if you apply today, is 6.6%. That's down from 7.1% a week ago. So that's a half a point down. And that is in part because the cost of money has slowed things down, but also the competition, right? Banks are going to compete with each other, so they'll slight. It's all about competition, which is, hello, knock, knock. That's what America
is
built
on. Right.
Yep, it really is. And so as much as we've criticized a lot of this stuff, it seems to be working. So when you look at the cost of Thanksgiving, though, Jennifer, the price of turkey is up like 24% from last year. Cost of butter up 29%. Cost of cranberries is up 30-some-odd%. There are all of these fixins, even the veggies that you would normally cut up.
A head of lettuce is like, it was a buck last year, and now it's like $3.50 or something.
Yeah.
So everything's just up.
What are you doing? Are you fixing? Are you having a Thanksgiving there? What are you doing?
I'm cooking for Thanksgiving, yes.
You are, right.
Cooking for 12.
Oh, wait a minute. If I stay for Thanksgiving, get there.
Come
I have
on,
actually
bye.
A couple of invites. So I don't like to, you know me, I don't like, that's why I'm going out this weekend to have birthday with my children. I don't like traveling and pretty much refuse to go anywhere on Thanksgiving.
Just stay then.
Yeah.
What you should do is come on, you stay for the week and then go home on Friday. But no one's traveling.
Yeah, well, there's an idea. I can't do that because there are a lot of other things going on. But why
right,
didn't
well,
you suggest
you big
that?
Tease?
Why did you suggest that a week ago?
Should have asked. I would have told you.
I know. That was when you were looking for me to wish me a happy birthday at
That's
the same
right.
time.
Call
All right, what has play. Happened in terms of politics and election? That's the that's the number one story this week. We'll start off in a few moments. We're going to do social media, but
have
then
they
we'll
finished counting it?
The story of, well, that's the Boebert lead over Frisch and what the story is in Colorado on that score. We'll get to that. It's 21 after the hour.
The top radio countdown.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn going through the paces, the numbers, the stories, the people that are on the top of the list. Some thoughts about trending items on social media now with some questions that we've asked across the week. Let's see here. One of them has to do with the political realities in Florida, Jennifer. The question we put to our listeners, what is it about politics in Florida that gets so much national attention as opposed to most other states? I made the point that you don't know much about what's going on in Idaho.
Right.
You know what's going on in Florida.
Well,
so
to be fair, I mean, California, New York, Texas, Florida, they carry a big load. A lot of people in those states. So
they're
big.
Yeah.
So I think it gets a lot of attention for that reason. Plus, they were such a disaster when it comes to voting for so long. And then they seemed to really fix the system. And they were one of the few states that actually had results on election night. Imagine that. The rest of
us. And Florida has been a mess. Taken from me, who's been a voter in Florida over my lifetime. It was disgustingly
the
head dismal.
Chads, I mean, remember all of that?
Right.
But they actually seemed to fix it, so I wish that they would tell people what they did, because it seems like everybody's declining while Florida seems to be getting better when it comes to their system.
Is it a secret what they did? I don't think that'd be a secret.
Oh, I don't know. I just think they should have a nice meeting with the governors and say, look, you want to fix it? Here's how we did
there
ours.
There you go.
Best practices.
Right. Okay. Here's what Celia Weller said. They captured the nation with hanging chads, and we were never able to turn away from Florida since then. That's good. Jay Martin says DeSantis was being pushed by party insiders for a run against Trump in the primary. I don't know if that's true. It's an interesting observation.
Yes. No, actually,
I think
that's true. Yes.
Oh. Kerry Morgan writes in our social media, by the way, Facebook and Instagram, you can find us at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air. So Kerry Morgan writes, from the outside looking in, their governor bucked the agenda during the COVID-demic and was, for the most part, correct in his handling of it. He also he's a Republican who says he thinks something is wrong and fixes it. And all in all, he's done a good job. Cheryl Grazik says, I've lived in Florida during the Rick Scott years. He was a rock star during hurricanes, but he was not rah-rah for Florida. We elected him, sent him forward to the Senate. DeSantis has become the nation's governor, wholeheartedly for Florida in every single way. Managed to smack down the Disney folks.
That's true. He did do that, didn't he? His agenda is Florida first and a big middle finger to anybody else. Okay, thank you, madam. All right, next question. Do you trust Twitter? Why or why not? Marty Beachley writes, used to be on Twitter, but not anymore. It's a cesspool. Karen Mayfield writes, I can barely get Facebook and YouTube managed. I was thinking about Twitter, but now I'm not. Doug, you need to romance.
Since Elon Musk came in, I am loving Twitter.
Really? Yeah.
I was shadow banned. I was not able to get any followers. Since Elon Musk took over, a couple weeks ago, I picked up 6,000 followers. Really? How do you explain that? I haven't done anything differently than what I was doing before.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, what do you know about Elon Musk's mother? This woman says, Doug, you need to romance Elon's mother.
Yeah, I think he talks a lot about his mom, and that wouldn't be terrible. You know what they say? Let's find a rich one. I mean, come on. You could be the king. You could be Daddy Twitter, Daddy Tweet.
Bob Berman writes, best place in the world for fantasy football updates.
Good call.
There you go.
I like that.
Susan Seidel writes, not on Twitter. But it is amusing to hear about all of the tomfoolery. Being on Facebook and Instagram is bad enough. Excellent. All right, 28 after. Thank you for your comments here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A political stunt. That's what former President Donald Trump is calling Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to determine whether criminal charges should be filed against the former president. The move by Garland is being made in regards to various Justice Department probes against Trump. Meeting with business and labor leaders on Friday, President Biden shares his goals for their discussion on the economy.
The bill in this progress is not just acting, but it's listening. That's why I'm here today to open to good ideas to continue bringing inflation down and continue creating an economy that works for everyone.
He says he's looking forward to hearing how he can improve going forward. Republicans argue that if Democrats pass more high spending policies, inflation will spike again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are. By the way, those of you who are into the listening and dancing pleasure of listening to the Good Day program will be live on the air. I can't get you to be on with me, though, on Thanksgiving Day, right? That's the story with that. There were plenty of years you were here.
I know. I did a lot of time on holidays.
Yes.
Right. Semi-retirement.
That's our way here on the Good Day. We're actually, strangely, the concept here is public service. And I figure if you're used to listening to us, and especially if you're alone on Thanksgiving Day, what's better than having a friend on the radio to talk you through whatever's going on in real time? So we're on the air live on Thanksgiving. Help yourself to us as you can. GoodDayShow.com is our address. In terms of social media, you can find, well, you go to Doug Steffen Networks or DougSteffen.com or GoodDayShow.com. You can find us any day, all through the day. The whole program repeats itself through the course of the day. Let's get to number three, the economy. I kept saying we're going to go to number one and number two, but there's
you
this.
You don't want to let me out of the cage on Trump yet, do you?
Well, I think it's predictable.
You got
what
me in the cage,
say.
Stephen. You got me in the cage. Come
I
on.
I know. John Ray, who is the newly installed CEO of FTX, which is that bankrupt cryptocurrency company.
What is happening there?
This guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, who basically seems to have run the company into the ground. He's also trying to steer the bankruptcy proceedings to the Bahamas, where the company is located, instead of doing it here in America.
How convenient. So he can't be arrested, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a nice way to set yourself up after literally creating what looks like a Ponzi scheme to try to...
Well, supposedly at one point he was worth $32 billion. But over this last week, everything has spiraled out of control. Apparently, he lent, that's what he's saying, the money to a sister company. Yeah.
I'm sure.
That doesn't sound shady.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
so in the... Sister. But did you hear about the Ukraine connection with this company?
No, what's that? I didn't hear that at all.
He was using, okay, so this is, again, these are the stories that the mainstream media is not picking up on. So he was using Ukraine almost as like a money laundering tool. And so,
really?
Democrat Party. Yeah, because Ukraine, look, I am still very much in their camp when it comes to beating back
the Russians.
Right. Because, but we cannot be under any false assumptions that this is not a corrupt company and that Zelensky himself is not, you know, dabbling in corruption. He is. That's what Ukraine's been known for. So
he's very
apparently, what's been happening is that the, so America has been giving money to Ukraine to fight the war against Putin. Ukraine has been putting money into this particular company, this cryptocurrency company, this NTX or FTX or whatever the heck it's called. And then those people have been funding Democrat candidates in Washington, D.C., $53 million in political donations. This guy in the Bahamas is the second highest Democrat donor just behind George Soros. So you tell me they're giving money from the taxpayers in America to Ukraine who invested into Bitcoin, who then bring, or not to Bitcoin, to this cryptocurrency, who then brings it back to the politicians in the country. It's bizarre.
Wow, what a circus. That's
is that not, I know. Right. And nobody seems to be picking up. This should be ripe for like an NBC journalist to take on.
Well, if they're interested in the real story, yes, they would. But it's hard to find the wheat, the separate the wheat from the chaff when it comes to real news. Let's see. The I want to kind of look at this the DeSantis story, going back to politics and that sort of thing. A federal judge this week blocked a Florida law that was pushed by DeSantis that restricts certain race-based conversations. And so I'm looking at that, trying to understand. His critics say that America is going to die in darkness. There are a lot of these controversies, but because it's DeSantis, I guess it gets a little bit more coverage. The law itself prohibits teaching or business practices that contend members of one ethnic group are inherently racist and should feel guilt for past actions committed by others.
It's called the Stop Woke Act, which you put in. And so that's what they prohibits teaching business practices that say members of one ethnic group are racist or should feel guilt, as you mentioned, for past actions committed by others. It bars the notion that a person's status as privileged or oppressed is necessarily determined by their race or gender, or that discrimination is acceptable to achieve diversity. So basically taking away the idea of white privilege, taking away the idea that you need to have certain numbers of people being hired into like affirmative action policies in schools and such. And that's been a big issue in the Supreme Court's even deciding on whether or not affirmative action is still necessary. And most people believe they're going to strike it down when they issue.
Well, it isn't. It's the way it's being applied. It isn't fair and it isn't necessary. There are a lot of people. There's inherent racist thinking, it seems, among the human population. And a law is not going to change it one way or the other. But there is discrimination. I know we had a diversity officer in my hometown of Framingham who started, she didn't last very long in the job, she started every meeting with department heads by having them, they had to recite a paraphrase that basically had them acknowledging that the government was inherently racist.
Oh boy.
And that white people were racists and they should feel guilt for past actions committed by others.
That's productive.
Well, she got fired because it wasn't what was productive about that. And I've asked this question before as well. I don't know for a fact, but I would like to know if you're, I like the idea of diversity. I grew up in a very diverse community. I think that made me, in terms of my thought processes, a little more open than a lot of other folks who are my age. I'm open to all kinds of philosophies and I don't stick to one. I look at the issue, I look at the person, and pretty much make up my mind. I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. There are some things I'll recoil about that have connections to the Republican Party, and some things I recoil at because the Democrats are out to lunch. At any rate, in this circumstance, we always seem to find diversity officers who are black. And I wonder why that is. I know you can say, well, they're the ones most affected by discrimination. I'm not even sure that's true anymore, and that's not just because of life of Black Lives Matter, but there are more. The black population in America has stabilized at around 12.5%, 13%, somewhere in there. Whereas the Latino population has gone up in some areas of the country, like where you're from, Jennifer, it's 30% or more.
Oh, we're Latino majority in
of the population. Yeah. And so is there anything about discrimination regarding Latinos? I don't see anything around my neck of the woods. They don't bring up Latinos at all. They bring up blacks, and that's it. And there certainly is discrimination that's aimed at people who are not white. And the Asians, look at all the discrimination over the years that has been aimed at the Chinese people from when they were brought over here as basic slaves, as coolies to build the railroads. And where's all of the focus on that? I think that's part of what I find to be annoying about the disintegration of objectivity. All right, anyway. I'm going to give you your due now. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Jennifer is very eager to talk about her good friend Donald Trump running and losing in 2024. So,
you know, it's, I think that's a little opinion. I think it's too early to see
nah.
that. Yeah, no.
I think Hillary Clinton. I said on the air this week, Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States.
Okay, I do anyway. Think she is going to run, though. She is
Absolutely.
Popping up way too
run.
Much. She's more,
yeah.
she's popping
All
up
over
way
the
too
place.
Much. Yep. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't even know if we need to talk about matchups right now. I think what we should focus in on is what's happening internally within the Republican Party right now. And I think it's being fueled almost into a civil war with the mainstream news media and the Never Trumpers who were part of the Republican Party.
The other side of it, though, excuse me not to interrupt, but what I've noticed this week is a lot of the key evangelicals who have been high on Trump are turning on them. As a matter of fact, I saw one, I'm trying to see who it was that said, he's used us.
Oh, that's
he's
interesting because
on.
I actually have seen more support from evangelicals, at least here
really?
In California, like some of the bigger churches and stuff are happy to have Trump back because he was a defender of religious freedom. But
yeah.
I think it's some of the Never Trumpers and conservative commentators who aren't happy. Look, he deserves, if he wants to get in the race, to get in the race, and everybody else who wants to get in the race can decide if they want to do that or not. I do think that his speech on Tuesday was perfect. I think it hit the mark. It was the right tone. He didn't make fun of people. Didn't have a lot of, like, you know, things to
well,
say.
Let's stop right there. It's unusual, and this is what my problem is with him pretty much across the board. All he can do when he's debating or arguing with somebody like DeSantis, Ron DeSanctimonious. I mean, he's got nothing factual to say.
Oh, I think
he just makes fun of people. And
you need to listen to the speech that he gave on Tuesday. It was exactly the yes. It was. If you're going
to
comment on it, you should. I think because
I'm just tired of him.
Well,
anyway,
then I think
ahead.
That you should recuse yourself then if you don't want to hear it. Because in 2015 he talked about really important issues that no one else would, and he did that again. He talked about Election Day, one voting day, paper ballots. You talked about protecting
See, that's the
women.
Thing. I agree with him on most of the issues.
Talked about women's sports. He can fix the economy, knows where all the bodies are buried. But what's happening is that the media wants to see DeSantis get into the race and get into this civil war with Trump because the party is divided, although most polling indicates Trump is pulling ahead of DeSantis. But at the same time, DeSantis is very powerful. I want to see Trump, then DeSantis, and I'd love to see them broker a deal rather than Trump versus DeSantis. Just because I think it will to our detriment split the party up way too much. So we'll see. I think he came out strong.
So
the
Mike
tone
Pence,
was right.
And Mike Pence is
Pence
doing
is gonna jump in. He's going to
well,
jump
he's,
in.
Well, I see one of the evangelicals, Dr. Robert Jeffries, saying Mike Pence is a great friend, a committed Christian, a true American hero. Get his new book.
He's got no
so
chance.
Help me God.
Yeah, he's got. And the sad thing is that really, truly, with Trump in the race, the only other person that could really seriously challenge him would be DeSantis. But if he gets in, it really will tear up the party. I'm hopeful that Trump gets in, maybe picks the VP like Ben Carson or Nikki Haley or someone like that, and then moves on and makes a deal with DeSantis to maybe in his last 2 years of his administration, put him in as Secretary of State and then set him up so he can run for another 8 years.
Yeah.
I think as much as you don't like what Trump says, we need someone to stop the flow of where this country's going because Biden's got it in decline. It's spiraling, and we need to fix it, and Trump knows how to do that.
Well, Donald Trump doesn't seem to be helping Herschel Walker any. I see that there's an ad that's running now in in Georgia because they got the recount, or they're going to vote again, right?
Right. They have to do it. So their policy in Georgia, if a candidate doesn't get 50% plus one, they have to do a runoff. And so no one got 50%.
Yep. All right. Well, so it'd be interesting to see how that shakes out.
They had a
out.
Third party candidate in there that was the difference maker, by the way, in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Herschel with a Warnock launched an ad on Thursday that certainly is an interesting eye-opener that takes another shot at Herschel Walker. Okay, Jennifer, it's now 48 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories for this week, the week of November 14th to the 18th, according to Talkers Magazine. They do the research every week, and you can find the list on gooddayshow.com or on talkers.com. Number 10, the violence in our country, all the murders that have been going on. The weather is number 9, all the snow and the cold weather over the north. Social media, number 8. Anti-Semitism, number 7. Immigration, number 6. The war, number 5. Our relations with China, number 4. The economy, number 3. Trump running, number 2. And still the leadership maneuvering because of the midterms. The results of the midterms. That's number 1 this week. From the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the offices of Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Steven, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list, according to the work done at Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, here's the official people list. I like to do these lists at least in order, succinctly once each week so you can hear them in the context in which they have been published. At number 10 on the people list, Elon Musk. Number 9, Dave Chappelle. Number 8, Bad Vlad and Xi Jinping, kind of put together there. Let's see, number 7 is Sam Bankman-Fried. Number 6, number of all these candidates and those people elected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 5, Kevin McCarthy tied with Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Mitch McConnell. And he's tied with Rick Scott, who was trying to take his job. Ron DeSantis is 3, Donald Trump is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. That's the people list from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here to complete the hour and our discussions. There's so much we've been on to the midterm elections, talking about the various people, a couple of more. Let's do a Republican and let's do a Democrat. All right, we'll have fairsy squaresies here.
Fairsy squaresies, all right.
Fairsy like squaresies.
Fair and balanced.
Right.
I've heard that somewhere.
Fair and balanced. Yeah, this program really is, as opposed to where you heard it before and it really wasn't. So, let's talk. We are, how many days, a week and a half, as you hear this over the weekend, almost 2 weeks since the election, and there are votes. Still, even though 95% of all the ballots around the country have been tallied, if you look at the situation in Colorado where Lauren Boebert, that's how you pronounce her name, right? Boebert?
That's it, Boebert.
You know her, you've seen her. She's the incumbent, Republican. She holds a narrow lead as of this discussion over her challenger, a guy named Adam Frisch. What do you know about him?
I don't know much about him. I know more about her because my grandparents lived in this area of Colorado until they passed away. So, in fact, my grandmother was the first one to ever tell me about Lauren Boebert. I kind of learned about her before she came to the national attention of the country. This is a weird area of Colorado. Colorado has turned very, very, very blue. But this area, Grand Junction and Rifle, Colorado, it's very very libertarian. People want you out of their lives in this area of Colorado. And I think that she will go on to victory for sure.
All right. Well, let's see what the numbers look like. As of this airing, Frisch is behind Boebert by 0.16%. That's 543 votes. So that means they've got to have a recall. I mean, a recount, right?
Yeah, probably an automatic recount at some point if it stays that close, that's triggered.
Yeah.
But this, you know, for all of you guys out there who say my vote doesn't matter, I watch these races all the time. There's a congressional race in California that's like separated by about 800 votes as well. At one point, it was separated by 2 votes. So, got to get out there and vote. There's no excuse not to.
Yeah. All right. So, recount there. Now, Over on the other side of the aisle, House Speaker Pelosi announcing this week she'll step down as House Democratic leader. She doesn't have any choice. What's the big announcement? Right?
Well, she's stepping down from leadership. That is true. Yeah. This is not her decision. This was the first. Gave the gavel to now it looks like Kevin McCarthy will be the
leader. How much do you think people really think about that when they're voting? Yeah, I'm going to vote for a Republican because I want there to be a Republican Speaker of the House.
According to Nancy, they spoke a lot about it because a lot of the campaign ads that are used, you know, just like it's easy for like Democrats to go after Trump even if Trump's not in an election, Republicans go after Nancy Pelosi even if it's not her particular election because they see her as kind of a leader of the party. But she didn't say that she wasn't going to be Speaker anymore because obviously we know she's not, but she is going to step down from party leadership, which means that the Democrats are going to have to find a new minority leader, and it looks like they're going to go with Hakeem Jeffries. He seems to be the odds-on favorite to take over as what will be the minority leader in the House of Representatives.
Who is it? What do you know about him? I don't know anything about the guy.
He's young and dynamic, I think, in that respect.
How has he gotten to where he is, though? What's brought him
into
the focus?
You know, I don't know what his history is as far as like his work or history. I think he's very young, so I would say he's probably a career politician type, but I don't know. That's just an assumption. He's very much on the left, so he's definitely not a moderate in the party.
No. So what does that mean? What does that shape the party? Pelosi was no moderate either, was she?
Because I don't think that leftist ideology is good for us, no matter what party you belong to. But I think it's definitely indicative of where the party has been going over the last several years. It's definitely been shifting more to the left.
Yeah. All right. So I'm looking at a Twitter. I love these. There are 94,000 people who agree with Lauren Boebert's post on Twitter. The Pelosi era is over. Good riddance. You like that? All right. So she actually was first elected in 1987. You know that? She was elected minority leader in 2002. First woman to assume the Speaker's gavel in 2007. Then this Kevin McCarthy on the other side, he becomes the House Speaker. And was that easy? Was that automatic for him, or were there people that wanted the job?
Jockeying. I mean, he's been the leader of Republicans since Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House, so I think it was assumed. But there are a lot of people who think he's not quite conservative enough, so there's a lot of the far right that's upset with that choice.
Right. I remember Ryan. I thought he was good, frankly. He was pretty good, but he got a big job. Got paid like $1 million a year to do something, which is what happens to all these people. If they want to have it happen, you get a big job and see you later to the public service routine. All right, that's the cap on our discussion. 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.